The outback Queensland town of Longreach is abuzz today as it gears up for its first cattle sale in nearly 5 years. 6,000 cattle will go under the hammer, but with the drought still biting in central western Queensland, the cruel irony is that few locals are in a position to buy. Our national rural and regional correspondent Dominic Schwartz reports from Longreach.
Livestock agency manager Tim Salter is back in his element, penning up cattle ahead of a big sale.
Oh, you know, it's pretty exciting here. We haven't had a sale here for 5 or 6 years, so it's good to get back into it and, you know, put a big yarding of cattle together, that's for sure.
In May 2014, he says, business dried up due to the fallout from the 2011 ban on live exports to Indonesia and years of drought. So today's event is hugely important.
You know, it's a big thing for the town, you know, the economic impact. When we were running sales here week in, week out, you know, there would have been in excess of 50 or 60 people that worked out here over the 2 or 3 days of the sale, and those people all resided in Longreach and they had other jobs. But since the sale stopped, those people naturally moved on with the drought, and so a boost for the town like this, phenomenal. You know, everybody that's here today will be staying in town and using services in town, you know. So the motels and right through to all the food outlets, it's a really good thing.
Vol Norris from peak farming body AgForce agrees, but says there is a sting in the tail.
It's a bit sad because these cattle are being sold under drought conditions, and so it's a double-edged sword, I suppose, for the region. But it's good to see it happening and great for the town.
The cattle are being sold by Australia's largest cattle company, AACo, which is dealing with the twin challenges of drought and flood. It's selling the 6,000 animals to lighten the load on one of its parched properties in the Northern Territory, at the same time as it's dealing with cattle losses of 50,000 in the Queensland floods. Longreach graziers are in their 7th year of drought and are not expected to bid, but some pastoralists from the flood zone are interested. 70-year-old Kathy Parry, a grazier south of Julia Creek, lost up to 80% of her stock in the recent floods. It was a disaster unparalleled to those she's experienced before.
We thought 74 and 76 was bad, but it held nothing to this one.
What was it about this one that made it worse?
It's the way they died. It was how they bogged and they were still alive and you couldn't get to them. Couldn't shoot them, there was too many and they were just bogged alive.
She still has kilometres of fences to fix. The grass is struggling to get through a thick crust of silt and the region needs follow-up rain so that new growth doesn't die. Even so, she may well buy today in Longreach if the price is right.
Do you have to take a gamble, do you reckon?
I would say so.
And she's not alone in hoping that Cyclone Trevor may provide rain in the right places. Tim Salter says that while today's sale and one next week are the only two listed for Longreach for now, things could change quickly.
If there's rain in the north and if this cyclone comes in like they're talking, it's a game changer.
That's Livestock Agency Manager Tim Salter ending that report by Dominic Schwartz.